The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came to his native place and taught the people in their synagogue. They were astonished and said, "Where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother named Mary, and his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Are not his sisters all here with us? Where did this man get all this?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his native place and in his own house." And he did not work many mighty deeds there because of their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. St. Matthew reveals to us on this occasion that our Lord can work according to the degree of faith that someone possesses. He can powerfully work in our lives if we have a great deal of faith. He can't do much if we have little faith. So it's the degree to which we believe in Him, the degree to which we trust in Him. I'm reading this book right now on St. Therese, this saint of trust, this saint of confidence. And the author makes a very interesting point. He says, if God can work in our lives according to how much we trust in Him, what does the evil one most try to do? To get us to distrust Him. And he says this has been his tactic from the very beginning. With Adam and Eve, how did the first sin enter into the world? It's because they distrusted. The evil one could convince them to doubt in who God really is. Did He really say that? Is He really all good? Can you really follow Him? And what happens after they sinned? They went and they hid themselves because they feared that since they sinned, God would reject them. And the author says, my brothers and sisters, it's the same in every single one of our lives. We believe that because we are sinful, because we're weak and broken, He's going to reject us. And so we can't fully trust in Him. And so what is the spiritual life? It's taking steps little by little to trust in God again anew and completely. What did our Lord Jesus come for? To show us this reality. I did not come for the righteous, but for sinners. Are you broken? I came for you. One of my favorite lines that he's ever said to any saint was St. Faustina, when he said, the greater the sinner, the more worthy she is of my mercy. Right? Not the less of a sinner, the greater the sinner. And so reading about St. Therese, it is amazing just how far she came, where she could say something like, even if God would kill me, yet would I trust in Him. No matter what He allows to happen in my life, I believe in Him. And there's a line I've quoted so many times, and I discovered that I've misquoted it or only partially quoted it. I've said many times part of Therese's words where she says, if God could find a soul weaker than my own, which she thought was impossible, but if God could find a soul weaker than my own, He would do far greater things with it. And I thought that's where the line ended. But there's a comma there. And she says, if that soul has total trust in His infinite mercy, if people would believe with all their hearts in how merciful God is, there would be no limit to what He could accomplish in their lives. And I want to give just one more quote she said. She believed that she had all the sins of the world on her soul. She would throw herself headlong into the arms of Jesus. And this is what she said. People think it is because I have not sinned that I have such great trust in God. Mother, tell them clearly that if I had committed all possible sins, I would still have the same trust. I feel that all the multitude of offenses would be like a drop of water falling into a blazing furnace. So great is God's mercy. And I want to end with a quote from one of the saints we celebrate today, St. Peter Julian Aymar. So this trust, this total surrender, is what God wants to lead us to. It happens little by little. And He's going to take us by hand to take steps in trust. It doesn't happen immediately. We normally take baby steps to lead us to this complete abandonment. St. Peter Julian Aymard said, "The sure sign of holiness is the willingness to grow in it slowly." The sure sign of holiness is the willingness to grow in it slowly, that we be patient with ourselves along the way.